Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah.
Yes.
What's our contact info?
We have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you may email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And I found this article from DidYouKnowFacts.com.
Okay.
It's 15 things that were normal to have in 2010, but are not normal to have in 2020.
Oh, to have.
Yeah.
Okay.
And some of the, I don't really think any of these really have anything to do with the quarantine and stuff like that.
Okay.
But some might.
Yes. Well, it's really funny. I'm watching a sitcom, Community. I don't know if you
yes.
are. Yeah. It's on Netflix, like mm-hmm. all the seasons. So that's something that my boyfriend and I can kind of agree on. Mm-hmm. I think it's okay. It's not great, but it's like a mutual thing to always go to.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's like 2009 to 2015. And some of this, a lot of their jokes, a lot of the things they say, I'm like, that
is dated.
Yeah, you could not get away with saying stuff like that these days.
Right.
It's so fascinating.
Even with like less, what is it, like 10, 11 years? Like
yeah.
For the first episode?
Yeah. They'd say something, I'm like, Ooh, and I just like look at my boyfriend like, you can't say that now. Like, I feel weird laughing about that, you know?
Wow, Sarah. Like,
I know.
You've grown, because normally you would have just laughed at it, not even cared about being PC.
I still kind of laughed about it, but I was like, you can't say that in public now. You'll get your ass kicked.
Right. Oh, look at you, girl, growing and self-awareness.
Look at me learning things.
But some of these are actually really funny. And it even goes back, it says 2010, but some of these I even think about like 2005.
Oh, man. Okay. Wow.
Things that you don't see much anymore. Boots with the fur.
Oh, I'm so old school. I still have boots with the fur.
I mean, I've seen some like the snow boots.
Yeah, those are the ones I have.
Okay.
Because like actual boots with the fur, dude, if you really go to a club and dance in those, your feet get so hot and sweaty. Like, disgusting.
Like, I went to a friend's house and we were supposed to just have a girls' night in. So I was just in like my regular like leggings and like UGG type shoes.
Yeah.
Just comfy clothes. And she's like, my friend's opening up a club at a restaurant, like a side of the club. It was in Everett.
Oh.
It's like, we need to go out. And I was like,
I would be like, do you look at me right now?
I'm like, I'm not going back home, because I think I was living in Seattle at the time. I'm like, I'm not driving from Everett to Seattle get changed. So like luckily she's a hairdresser. So she did my hair and we did makeup and stuff.
She made your face look good, but your outfit.
I mean, my outfit was fine, but I was wearing this freaking Uggs and it was so hot. And I was actually drunk enough to go dance.
Oh, yeah. And then the liquor's in your system. So you're just even hotter.
Right. And I had met this dude, like our eyes met from across the dance floor. Like, he was dancing with this chick. She was so drunk, and you can tell they were friends because he was trying to be cool.
Yeah,
but she was so drunk she was trying to like make out with him,
and
anytime like she would go to kiss him, he'd like turn his way, like pretend he was dancing and like turn his head. And I was like, I respect you. And I felt bad, like he looked like he was having the time of his life when he was dancing, and he was dancing by himself. Like, she would go dance with some other guy, like really grind up on him, so he would just dance. He wanted,
yeah.
And so I was like, you know what, I want to dance with him.
Oh, Vicky danced with this man.
But it wasn't like twerking. It wasn't anything. We were dancing the stupidest dances.
Oh,
we
yeah.
literally, like the way I think I came up to him, like I started doing like the whole like peace sign over your eyes.
Yeah,
like,
we did the shopping cart.
Yeah, we did the, what is it? The disco. The disco one.
Disco
I did the what is it?
Sprinkler.
The sprinkler, the dice roll.
Yeah.
Like all the cheesy dances. And at the very end, he like grabbed me, hugged me. And he's like, thank you so much. This was so fun.
Aww.
And I really wanted to ask him out. And then like last I saw him, I went outside. Cause I'm like, I don't see him anymore. And he was like on his way home. Like, his friend was drunk, passed out in the freaking car. And he's like, I got to take this bitch home. So I didn't get to say bye to him. So whoever you were, mystery dancer. At that club
in
Everett a long time ago.
Her DMs.
Right.
Vicky's looking for you.
Anywho, moving back to this list, things that we don't see anymore.
Yeah, but wait, really quick, Boots with the Fur, that Flo Rida song, the Apple Bottom Jeans. Don't see those anymore either. Apple Bottom Jeans and Boots with the Fur, man.
What are Apple Bottom Jeans?
It's like a brand, but some of them. Yeah,
okay.
Apple Bottom is a brand of jeans, but they actually, some of them had apples on the booty.
Gotcha.
Which I thought were so cute.
I was like, I didn't really think it would actually be apples on the booty. I thought it was like a certain, I actually really didn't know what they were. I'm like, were they flare ones? I was picturing like the baggy ones at the bottom.
I mean, no, they were like very tight.
Okay.
Well, I mean, the ones that the girls would wear, mm-hmm. and they were always kind of like too cool for me. Like, I never got them. I felt like they were too expensive, but They make your booty look dang good. But they were the flare. That's when the flare was happening.
Oh, I love the flare.
I still love the flare.
It was great in Washington wearing flare jeans and having, when it was raining, having it be wet all the way up to your knee and freezing.
All the way up. And then your whole like backside of your jeans were like wet up to your like kneecaps.
Right. And if you're short, you like chewed them all up on the bottom. Yep. They all dragged on because you're not getting them tailored.
No.
You're freaking 12.
Yeah, I love those.
All right, Sarah, I know you're missing these.
Okay.
A cell phone with a physical keyboard.
Oh, every damn day I miss it.
I hated the freaking phones where you had to do the T9.
I did too.
I was good at it, but I hated it.
I was a 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3 to get every letter. I loved it. I
was cool when they had the keyboard. I had like a one that you could open up and have the little keyboard thing. That was cool.
I had that too, but when I was driving, that 1-2-3, like I was so
same.
Not that I ever texted when I drove, but I was so fast at it. I do really miss that.
One thing that we don't really see anymore, which actually I do have a bunch of these. Burned CDs, a whole stack of them, burned CDs that you wrote on the top of them.
Oh, yeah.
I still have a bunch, like, from youth.
Yeah, I think I have just a whole, like, carton of them. Because I felt like I just couldn't get rid of them. Right. You know, they're just like, oh, Britney Spears, all my Britney Spears albums. But I used to have, like, a wall of them, like a CD holder, and they would just be all on my wall.
Were they all burned CDs?
No.
See, I think that's what they're referring to. It's like, I had a bunch of burned CDs.
I don't even have regular CDs. Like,
I still have mine that I keep in my car for some reason.
Do you ever listen to them?
Sometimes. Just because I don't, I have, Spotify. If I want to listen to a certain album, I can. But there's something about putting the CD in, and listening to the CD all the way through.
Yeah, you know what song's going to come next.
Yeah, and there's something like, oh, my God, I did love this band, this rock band. I think it was, Catatonia or something I recently, within the last few months, listened to.
It's so weird because I'm so old school that I never listen to anything in my car but the radio. I'm never, even if it's and it's funny because I'll think, damn, I really hope they're playing this song on any of these stations. And I'm like, I could really just, get some type of device to plug something in to be able to always listen to it. But I feel like when it comes on the radio, it's just like that much more exciting. Special. Yeah. You're oh, yes, this is my song.
And I was all about the radio for a long time. But where I live, it's kind of spotty.
Oh.
So I just kind of got used to not using it.
Yeah.
Unless I'm driving somewhere else, then I will.
Well, and it's so weird because so many of my friends just have their phone plugged in because they have those fancy cars now or whatever. And I'm like, wow, I like the radio.
Do you remember back 10 years ago, the Vuvuzelas?
What the hell is a Vuvuzela?
So I think it was around the time for the World Cup. And I feel like, was it Venice? I forget where, somewhere.
Some great place.
But they had the big there were these big long tooters, like a trumpety thing. And they're really annoying sounding.
Vuvuzela. I need to Google image. It's an instrument.
It's an instrument, but everybody would have them. Kind of like, those spinny cracker things.
Oh, yeah,
everyone had them, but this was something you blew into. Let me see if I can find a audio of what it sounds like. It is very obnoxious.
Oh, and are they plastic?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no. I know.
But everyone was all about them.
I'm glad I was not about them, and so probably were my parents.
Oh yeah, Rev had one. I remember that.
Of course he did. Maybe.
This is not something you get a kid.
No.
Go insane.
Or a Rev.
Yes. How about not many people talk about the Wii, but I feel like that was the real S. I feel like now, because of the Nintendo Switch, I know it's not the Wii, but it's Nintendo's new thing.
Is it like the Wii?
Nintendo made both.
Okay, but it's not like the Wii at all.
No, but basically what Nintendo does is whenever they come out with something new, like a new console, I should say.
Yeah.
They have the same games, obviously the new versions. So, you can play Smash Brothers, you can play Mario Party.
Yeah.
Everyone's addicted to, what is that called?
Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing right now.
I will say the Wii was really big in my household for a few months.
Yeah,
same. It was Christmas, I think we got it. Mm-hmm. The bowling was really cool. I think there was golf. And then we got the whole Fit thing.
Yep.
Where you step on it and so that you know how much you're exercising and this is going to be so great. And yeah, I think we played it Christmas Day and then maybe a week or two after.
Yeah.
And then never again.
I think that's with a lot of stuff, Rock Band and...
I feel like Rock Band and Guitar Hero, they lasted a while. Well, and Rev still plays Rock Band.
Nobody ever wanted to play with me when I had it.
I know, you kind of need someone. Same with the Wii games. Mm-hmm.
Like you're not going to sit there and play by yourself.
Yeah, it's just kind of sad.
Yeah, but I did like the Wii.
For the moments, it was there.
How about any respect for Jared the subway guy?
Oh, that's true. Mm. That's very true. And then it all came crashing down.
How about a CD or DVD drive? So yesterday I took my laptop out. It's a ThinkPad. I run a CAD stuff on it. I wanted to play an absolute fabulous DVD because I'm sick and bored and wanted to lay in bed. And then I realized I don't have a device with a DVD or CD player. And my tower doesn't have one. My laptop doesn't have one. I can't even recall when the last time I needed one other than last night. Everything from programs to media is basically either online or USB storage. Actually, my laptop doesn't have one, so I had to go buy like one that I can connect to it. So if I need to plug in anything.
Yep. Mine doesn't have one either.
Yeah.
Which is so weird.
Like, it reminds me of like when they stopped putting like the floppy disk, little slot on it.
Yeah, that's so trippy.
This one's a still functioning flip phone with no access to the internet. Or if you accidentally got on the internet, you'd get charged.
You freak out. I would freak out.
No.
Yeah, that was my old phone.
How about funny ringtones? Everyone had some ridiculous comedy ringtone for a couple of years there. And then it was like 2011. We mutually decided as a culture to keep our phones on vibrate.
Mine was, that's true. Mine was, so my old school flip phone, so I couldn't get any ringtone of it. So I'd like play it from my boombox and then just have my phone so it would record. And I would do Meat Spin. That was my ringtone. Meat Spin me right round, baby, right round.
Oh, I thought you said Meat Spin.
Is it Meat Spin? Is that what it's called?
No, Meat Spin is something gross on the internet.
Yeah, but it's to that song.
Let me see.
That's why. Or is it You Spin Me?
Yeah,
but it was to that song.
Yeah, Meat Spin is something. The site your mother worried you about, warned you about.
Yeah, and they're too, and they have You Spin Me right round that in the background of playing, right?
It's called, it's by Dead or Alive, You Spin Me Round, like a record.
Yeah,
it's
but
not
you,
Meat Spin.
But if you Google Meat Spin, they play that while they're, I always thought it was Meat Spin.
So Meat Spin was this...
Yeah, like the, like, right?
Yeah, it was a dude basically spinning around, if you know what I mean. Like doing the, what is it called? The helicopter?
The helicopter, yeah.
Yeah, and so it was like an old dude. So I remember like back in the day, like Two Girls, One Cup, like don't go to meatspin.com or Lemon Party.
Yeah.
And so I think they might have changed the song, but it's You Spin Me Right Round.
Oh, yeah,
because
they had that song playing in the background of the Meat Spin video.
Yes, but no, it is not called Meat Spin, Sarah.
Oh,
that is something different.
Well, I saw that video and my life was changed. So that was my ringtone for a long time.
Do you remember the Numa Numa song? This was like 15 years ago.
No.
Mighty, mighty.
Oh, God, yeah.
And there was that dude that, like, the first one of the first viral videos was him singing along to it, and it was hilarious. Mighty. And he's, like, dancing around.
Was that your
ringtone? I think I might have had that one, because you could download them, from different things.
And then the ring back tones. Do you remember that? When you call someone, and they don't have the ringing, but they have a song?
Oh, yeah, I never had that.
I didn't either, but all my friends had it. And it was so annoying. And some, one of my friends, I think she still actually has it. And
there's
I was
some
like,
people that do have it.
Why? Like, and like some of them were like classical songs, like do 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 do. And you're just like, okay.
My friend. I thought it was weird. She had the Hey There, Delilah. I'm like, that's not even the type of music you like.
Yeah, your name's not Delilah.
God. I did recently. I got a little bored, and I decided. To like go through and like pick for the main people that call me, pick different ringtones because you can buy them off of iTunes.
Oh, that's really extra,
right? But I was bored. Actually, I was waiting for somebody, so I was like, I'm gonna start picking.
I'm gonna give my father this ringtone.
Oh, yeah,
so I always know
he's the Pirates of the Caribbean one.
Oh, that's cool.
Actually, I can play all the ringtones I have. I only changed it for a couple of people because I love them.
Dad, mom,
they're the only
brother
ones that really call me roommate.
Me.
Actually, I haven't picked one for the roommate.
Oh.
Because I don't know which one. I haven't decided yet. Actually, let's me. I should probably turn this on.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's for your dad?
Because my dad had that for me for a long time. Because it's Pirates of the Caribbean.
Do you ever have your ringtone volume up?
Yeah. I'm just at work right now,
gosh.
So I don't have it.
I cannot with
but
you.
But that way I know who it is.
If you were my homie and you had that, I'd be like, what? It'd be cool once, and then I'd be like, no.
Like, you don't hear it all the time.
No. It's like my mom had the ducks quacking.
Got a mom like mine. I thought that was
wow. That is like not a song I thought you would pick at all.
It's for my mom.
That sounds like some happy, cheery, like.
My mom doesn't really listen to a whole lot of music. So, like, it was hard to pick. I wanted to pick songs that they like.
Yeah, she that, likes
like,
that one.
That remind me of them. Like, my brother, only because he was. I have a video of him and I dancing to this. Well, him. So it makes me, whenever I hear the song, I think of him. Box Hero. And then my best friend has to stop it. Where'd it go? This is like the theme song for Supernatural, which she loves. Like, I love it too, so like this is one for us. But this is my default one. Ready? This is actually a song I told you about recently.
This is your one when anyone calls?
Mm-hmm.
That's frightening.
It's in this moment. It's the album, the new album I was talking about the other day.
Whoa. See, like, it doesn't even sound like it. Just sounds like screaming to me.
Oh, I love
Maybe
it.
I'm a little
I love
baby. It. Well, it's funny because my ringtone went off, and I guess my boyfriend's never heard it, and he like made fun of me because it's just like the generic uh-huh. ringtone that comes with the iPhone, I think. Like, and so was my alarms. I'm like, I don't know. There's and so was the background. Like, I didn't even change the picture. It's just the whatever this
the beach.
I guess. I don't know what the hell it is, but yeah, it's the beach. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. I don't really. That's some like middle school, high school change right. your ringtone for people.
I don't do a ringtone for my text anymore because that got obnoxious for a whole song, especially if someone like texts you multiple times in a row.
Oh, yeah. And then it just starts over and starts over and starts over. And
so I had to knock that off years ago. So I now just have like a standard, just a note, like a quick note.
Ding, ding,
yeah. Like
ding.
Basically.
Yeah.
But I used to have really obnoxious songs. I had one with my old flip phone. I'm a gummy bear. Or something like that.
Keep going.
I don't remember.
In
I just
a
remember.
Gummy world.
It wasn't that. It's like gummy. It was the gummy bear song. I don't.
Oh, no. Do we need to hear this?
Probably not.
Also, I feel like I need to get a song because you just brought it up in front of me and now I'm offended. Like,
I need
I
to find the right one. It's time. Plus, how often do you call me?
Never. How often do I call anyone? But I'll start calling you just so I can hear the song. Like when we're in the same room together.
For the Gummy Bear album in stores on November 13th with lots of music, videos, and extras.
What? This guy's voice, though.
Oh, I'm a gummy bear. Yes, I'm a gummy bear. Oh, I'm a yummy, tummy, funny, lucky gummy bear.
Yeah.
No. No. Oh, my gosh. This is so terrible.
Oh, yeah. This used to be my ringtone back when I had a flip phone.
I could have gone my entire life without hearing that.
You're welcome.
I'm a gummy bear.
Oh, God. I had so many ridiculous ones. Anywho, let's move on. Because that was a tangent I don't think we needed.
I needed it.
Sad but true. This is actually pretty current. Toilet paper and food on shelves.
Like, we used to have it on shelves and now we don't?
Although Costco has finally stocked up on toilet paper again. So
dude,
there's toilet paper again.
I'm trying to find those like wipes though. Whatever they're called. Not baby wipes.
The quote unquote flushable wipes that aren't flushable.
Yeah, don't flush them. Apparently that's not good.
Nope, not good at all.
Yeah.
How about the zip up CD holder bags? I had like five completely full ones at the car at the time. They're like binders.
Yes.
I have one little one. Actually, one long one and then one little guy that has like a skull on it that I got at Target back in the day.
I had a few of those too.
God,
and the CD player, the one, mm-hmm. right? Just like the one little CD player that you could walk around with.
Oh, yeah, that wouldn't fit in any of your pockets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was huge. Mine said like cool on it or something.
It had like the anti-skip. You put your stickers on it.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys ever do the whole taking gum wrappers and peeling the silver off of it and using a sticker and like putting it on stuff?
No, but other people did, like on their binders mm-hmm. and stuff. Yeah.
That's what I started doing. I think I almost covered my CD player.
Ooh.
That's what you do when you didn't want to pay attention in class. So the good old days, a Facebook and Tumblr account you weren't ashamed of. Now it's all about Instagram or Twitter, and the consensus amongst younger people seems that Facebook is for boomers. Tumblr lost a ton of users after they were bought by Yahoo, and Yahoo did what Yahoo does and effed it up. It got sold to Verizon at a loss, and Verizon cracked down on all the lewd art, and they're somehow still limping along. So Tumblr used to have like a lot of fan art, like porn too.
Holler.
It was actually pretty hot.
I don't have or use ever like Tumblr ever. Do you have to have an account?
Yes. I mean, I would still, sometimes I would Google Tumblr. So I had a buddy who had no
Tumblr
data left.
Tumblr porn?
Yes.
Is that what you're
Tumblr
trying to say?
Tumblr porn gifs. Because he didn't have data. And he's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. So I downloaded a bunch of them and sent them to him. So even though they're not a full video, it was still like a little moving picture.
Yeah.
So he was like, thank you.
Oh, because he just wanted to see more
something
of that.
And so you can rewatch those because they were in text message.
Oh.
So he was able to rewatch those without having to use his data. I'm a good friend.
That's brilliant.
But they don't really do nude stuff anymore.
Oh.
I think it's only Twitter now that does nude stuff.
Yeah, you can do full on nude. And Instagram, you can't, but if you're sneaky,
yeah,
you can. And also, like, I feel like 10, 15 years ago, it was all about MySpace. I feel like Facebook...
15 years ago, yes. 10 years ago, even 2010, I think it was, like, Facebook was already on, over
already
MySpace.
Happening.
Because I started, I think, interning here in, like, 2009.
And you had Facebook? You guys
like,
didn't have MySpaces?
We had MySpace, but it was starting to die out. Like, nobody was on it anymore.
Oh.
Like, really.
Well, and I still think Facebook is, like, a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's very, very different from Twitter and Instagram.
I think it's because everyone is on it. Like, your parents are on it, your grandma's on it, that sort
of
thing.
Yeah, it's like, quote unquote, not cool.
So if you're a younger person, you don't want them to be all up in your business, so you're on Snapchat, or you have your, what is it, Finsta?
What's Finsta?
Is it Finsta? It's basically your...
Or your OnlyFans?
No.
Just
what is
kidding.
It?
That's like a porn site.
Meaning, like, I think it's Finsta. Refers to your fake Instagram account. A Finsta is a second Instagram account used for sharing with smaller circle of followers. So it's your private Instagram account.
That is too much.
Right.
The only time I would understand that is if, like, you have, like, a business. So, like, I know I follow this girl who's, like, a yoga teacher. Mm-hmm. So, like, she has a lot of followers on her yoga. And it's just, like, yoga posts and yoga pictures. And I'm live streaming this class. So I get that. And then wanting, like, a separate one for your family and pictures of your kids and stuff.
And I think it's, like, imagine being 16 again. And you don't want your parents to be all up in your grill. But they add you. And they're like, well, I need to follow what you're doing. If they happen to be that kind of parent. You'd be like, sure, here's my Instagram where I'm going to church with my friends and having good, wholesome fun. And then you're getting nasty and ratchet
Vicky,
on your Finsta.
Have you met me? I would never, because I am so all about the truth, I would never be like, here is my Instagram that I use on the daily.
See,
because that is, to me, lying. I'd be like, dude, if you really want to follow me on Instagram, all right, you're going to see what you're going to see. This is what you're going to get.
See,
sorry.
I grew up with very strict parents, so we learned how to lie very well. When you have strict parents, people think being a strict parent means that they're going to teach your kids discipline, that they're going to be super, you know, well-behaved, when really it just teaches your kids how to lie, manipulate, and get out of things. I'm a really good liar because of it.
Yeah, my parents, well, my dad, I guess, was strict in different ways, but I was always like, this is me, dude. Like, you can boss me around, like, under your roof, but, like, when it comes to me and my body and all of that, like, I'm going to do what I want, and I'm going to post what I want. Sorry, not sorry, you know?
How about an iPod?
I still have it!
I have one, too.
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny. I posted, so I was trying
to work. How often do you use it?
That's the only way I listen to music.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have one that always constantly needs to be plugged in that I'll use sometimes, like at an iPod dock or something. But then I have one that I work out with, and that I was outside the other day in my backyard trying to do some yoga, and I posted a video on my Instagram. I was just like, it's so nice out, man. And I had my iPods. I was listening to my iPod, and it was like on my yoga mat when I was laying down. And so many people messaged me and was like, dude, what the hell is that? Like, you still use an old school iPod? And I'm like, hell yeah, I do.
Like, I have an old looking one, like the square ones. And literally a month after I bought it, they stopped like making those.
Does it still work?
It still works. I got it when I went to Europe because I didn't have a whole lot of space on my phone at the time. And I'm like, I want to put a bunch of music on here. I want to listen to everything. It's like 64 gigs.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's a big one.
Yeah. So I'm like, I want a big iPod, and like, I don't really use it too often anymore.
Oh, I use my, like, when I ride the bus, when I walk anywhere, I'm always,
I might have
use
to
it.
When yours dies, I might have to sell you mine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If it still works, because I don't have any music on my phone. It's just never, because I've spent like a year and a half ish now that I've had a smartphone, but my old phone was old school and didn't have one, obviously.
So you had to have the iPod.
And I've never thought about putting music on my phone. I just think, dude, it's going to waste the battery hella fast. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It's just never made sense to me. So I still rock my iPod. Knock on wood, it lives forever. I'm surprised it's, like, lasted this long.
Yeah, mine's not that old. So, I mean, how old am I? 30? I got it when I was 24, so it's, like, 6 years old.
That's, like, old for technology.
Yeah, it is.
So,
but how old's yours?
I have no idea. Probably pretty old, though.
All right, last one. A misdemeanor marijuana possession charge. At least in Maryland, it's like, I used to be paranoid. Now you can damn near walk down the street smoking and not getting harassed. And people made a big deal about it if you got busted.
People made a huge... You got arrested.
Yeah.
Like, my friends got arrested in high school because they got caught with marijuana. And now it's an essential job.
Right? Anybody that's in jail still for marijuana possession needs to get...
Could you imagine?
From there, yeah.
That would suck. But I also think it's wild. And I get it because it's like... People need it for pain and stuff like that.
Yeah,
too. So I
management.
Get why it's essential, but it's just hilarious to think like 10 years ago, we would now be like, it's like, one of the jobs that you can still work.
Like, that, yeah, it's one of those places that are still open. Like, you would not, if you told us 10 years ago that this was going to be a thing, you'd be like, yeah, nice. Maybe in 20, 30 years, that'll be a thing, but not in 10 years.
Yeah. I would have been one of those people because I was a straight edge and ratted on all my friends who smoked weed.
Ew.
I was one of those, yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. At least I own it.
Is that really something you want to own?
I tell J-Rubs that and he's like, oh, we would have not been friends.
God, you would have been too much for me in high school.
I'm too much for everyone now.
At least I can handle it. I have a lot more patience than I did when I was younger. And I was very patient when I was younger.
I feel like you would have kicked my ass if you were into kicking people's asses.
Yeah, you're lucky that even though I seem very aggressive, I'm like a chihuahua. I more bark than bite.
Yeah, I am too.
But well, if you really mess with me, I would beat the crap out of you.
I know. I would like to try to bite sometime. But I'm like such a little wimp that... But I think
it'd
be fun.
Get into kickboxing or something.
Yeah.
Or Muay Thai.
See, I just want to like kick someone's ass like once and then be like over it. Once, be injured for like a week, sore, and then, you know, off my bucket list. Because I've never been in a fight. Have you? Like an actual like fight. Like punches and punch in the face and...
Mm-mm.
Right?
I've wrestled, like, I've always had this Napoleon complex, I call it, because, like, I've always wanted to prove, like, I am just as tough as you guys.
Yeah.
So, like, with guy friends and stuff, we'd be wrestling or even boyfriends.
But, like, fun wrestling, right?
But, no, we were actually trying to, like, not, like, punching or hurting wrestling, but it was more, like, submitting, like, trying to pin them.
Yeah.
So, I would actually, everyone was pretty surprised because I was pretty...
But
you know,
I want
spry.
Like a fight. Like someone who's actually like,
I don't
want to
get hit
in
the face.
Hurt me. Like you're trying to hurt me.
Like
whoa.
I don't want to get hit in the face.
You know, I mean, if there's no permanent, like I'm down. Like, dude, I had a black eye before.
What if you get your nose broken? I'm also really weird. I don't like my nose. So I'm like, I don't need you messing this up. I don't need an Owen Wilson nose.
Well, first of all, I like your nose. But if you did want to get it broken, then that's perfect.
Excuse to get a nose job.
Exactly. I don't want to get like a weird bump, but like if I was like to get punched in the face and I would punch someone in the face and then my bruise would go away or my nose would go back to normal. I mean, hey.
Okay, so what did we learn today?
This is on my bucket list. Someone punch you in the face. I'm just kidding. Don't actually punch.
Don't punch Sarah in the face.
But does anybody actually have like more rage? I know it's kind of random, but like anyone have more? Because you're anxious. You're so emotional with everything going on. Like I have more rage. Like I was at the store and the lines were very confusing. And my boyfriend was like, I think we're standing in the wrong line. I think we have to go to like that side. And I was like, whatever. We're here. We're next. Who cares? And I was like, and he was like, yeah, no one's going to say anything. It's Washington. And I'm like, yeah, exactly. And if someone does say something, I am so ready to say, like, and I started to like get heated. And he was like, no one said it. Don't take this out on me. Like, and
it's
I was like,
hey,
dang, I feel like I need to.
I think you need
kick
to start
something.
I think what would be good for you is like a boxing or kickboxing or something.
I don't have a kickbox or a kickbox. Because don't you need a boxing thing to
like
kick?
Like a, what is it, a bag?
A bag. Because I tried to do like a kickbox and you're just kicking the air.
Oh, no. Yeah. Get a bag. Get a punching bag.
Or I could just really punch any like inanimate object and then be like over it because my knuckles hurt.
So what is something... You know, that was normal to have back in the, like 10 years ago, 15 years ago. That is not normal today. We want to hear what you guys think of, as well as have you ever been in a fight and what's it like?
Yes!
Should Sarah do it?
And would you like to punch me in the face?
Don't punch Sarah in the face. I don't have to deal with that.
Because then I'll just start crying.
Yes. Sarah, you are neither fight or flight. You are just... whimper and just roll into a ball. That's what you are.
And then I
for somebody who barks so much.
So it's, injured and so bruised.
I've been into a haunted house with you before. No.
For so long.
Oh God. You'd be a weak little thing.
And then I'd probably feel so bad if I punched someone back, to be honest. I'd be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Did that hurt?
You've punched me.
Like hardcore though?
In the arm. You're like, I want you to punch me hard like this. And you punch me hard. And that's when I decided, I'm like, screw you. And then you punch back. Me.
Yeah.
In the arm.
And I liked it.
I was like,
it.
I'm not going to punch you.
And then I punched her.
And I was just like, okay, now you got me mad. Now I'm going to.
I was like, my plan worked.
I'll punch you in the gut. That's always fun.
Oh, no, that hurts.
I punch dudes in the gut.
Oh, yeah. Well, I feel like it like builds up your abs.
Well, if you're clenching, like I did it when he wasn't expecting it.
Oh.
So they don't have time to clench.
And then you didn't do it again?
No. Because like, he promised me I was allowed to hit him once. It was high school. I was allowed to hit him once, but I told him, sure, I'm just going to do it when you're least expecting it.
Oh.
So we were at a store once and I turned around and went, poof.
Oh.
Really hard.
I'm surprised you didn't knock the wind out of him.
I kind of did.
Oh, gosh. Or he, like, didn't puke. What?
Yeah. I know.
Okay, don't do that to me, please.
Yeah, let's not be violent. Anywho, we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.